Senate Bill 171, an act to prohibit certain officials from voting if a conflict of interest exists.
Senate Bill 171, having received a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Good afternoon, Representative Marshall.
Good afternoon, Mr. Speaker. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen of the House. Senate Bill 171 does what the title tells you it does. It does prohibit certain officials from voting if a conflict of interest occurs. This is inspired by a recent Supreme Court decision, that of January 19th of this year. With that decision, the Supreme Court found an indirect pecuniary interest and reversed the decision of a city. With this Supreme Court decision, the problems that occur for local governments are that the challengers can now be made after the fact. It leaves local governments subject to challenges they may not even be aware of at the time that they're making their decisions. It may be difficult to get a quorum in a small town, and certainly the remedy in this court case, which was throw out the whole decision instead of throw out the one vote, certainly that remedy is drastic. It does. This Supreme Court decision changes the way we expect local elected officials to fairly evaluate what decisions they can and they cannot make. Senate Bill 171 addresses these. It states in her first sentence that no county, municipal, or school official can vote on an issue in which they have a conflict of interest. Second sentence affirms the individual's discretion, that individual's ability to decide whether or not they should be voting. And then it sets up two scenarios for disqualifiers. Certainly, if there is a direct pecuniary interest, which is defined in the court case, the official can say, no, I'm not going to participate. But also, even if that official says, well, you know, I don't know if this is a problem, the rest of the governing body, by a two-thirds vote, can let that official know, yes, in our opinion, it is a conflict of interest. But perhaps most important is the final sentence of this bill, that if there is a vote and there is some concern on whether or not a person should have voted, the remedy will be that the vote is nullified, as opposed to the decision of the whole governing body. I urge you to support Senate Bill 171 to assist our local governments in their concerns for conflict of interest. Thank you.
Thank you. Further remarks? Representative Torno.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I have an amendment. It's at the desk. It's been distributed, 171OA.
You move it at this time?
I do.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Comments on the motion to amend? Representative Torno.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, I think Senate Bill 171 is a good bill. I would point out that I've offered the amendment to the House here insofar as I have seen at the local level times when the issue is not necessarily about casting the vote when the issue is before the body, but it's also about participating in the discussion. That is, if someone has a conflict of interest and have a direct interest as is laid out in the bill, they shouldn't participate at all in the discussion. And that is, you know, whether it be asking questions of those people presenting or simply sitting there, you know, silent but shaking their head or rolling their eyes or making other gestures, they should not participate at all, because certainly some council members, local officials, have influence on other folks that may be voting. And I think it's an important provision here that they not, if they're not going to vote, that they also not be allowed to participate in the discussion. And the amendment lays that out throughout the bill, and I think it's a good amendment, and I would urge your support of the amendment.
Thank you. Further remarks on the Torno motion to amend? Hearing no further remarks, all those in favor of the Torno motion to amend 171OA signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. 171OA is so adopted, and Senate Bill 171 is amended. Further remarks on Senate Bill 171 is amended. Hearing no further remarks, the question before the House of Representatives is final passage of Senate Bill 171 is amended. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine. The members will please proceed to vote on final passage of Senate Bill 171 is amended.
Buckingham and Rave vote aye. Representatives Garnas and Van Norman. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Thank you. Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 68.
Senate Bill 171, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Are there any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed agreed to.